And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Again, we hope you are having a fantastic day out there. Currently 37 degrees outside, expecting a high of around in the mid-50s today. And let's go ahead and get to the phone. Our guest on the line is Shanna Modell from the Coffeyville's Reawakening. And Shanna, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. So let's go ahead and talk about what's going on over at Coffeyville's Reawakening. Of course, last week was the second week of Christmas on the Plaza, and the last week coming up, last week of it coming up this week. But just kind of tell us how last week went. It sounded like it was another big success.
Yeah, last weekend was a lot of fun. We had a different variety of live music offered. You know, the high school and college like band and part of the choir did a concert on Friday night. We also had a ton of fun with horse and carriage rides. They were actually Clydesdales that came over from a gentleman in Winfield. So that was a lot of fun. You know, hopefully we can grow that each year. You know, maybe even offer a longer ride, like. Since we just had one carriage, we just did, you know, a quick ride, but it was a, you know, a very special experience. We had a local band, Two Steps Back, on Saturday night singing Christmas carols. I really hope that's something we can grow in the next few years, because that music was just beautiful, and of course it was like the colder night of the weekend. And then we had a huge turnout for Sunday with Sardis Baptist Church Choir and the Coffeyville Children's Choir. It was a lot of fun and super special to see that many people down on the plaza around the tree, and the music was great, so it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun this weekend, and of course, the other thing that happened this weekend was the start of the candlelight tours over at the Brown Mansion, working
Absolutely.
In conjunction,
yes.
And I actually got to go to the candlelight tours on Sunday at 5:30, and I tell you what, it is absolutely beautiful in there. So
yes, you can truly, I don't know where you can get that type of experience at the Brown Mansion. I don't know of anywhere, definitely in our region, that you can go and see that, just that much. I don't know if you want to say that beautiful, or, you know, just the experience you get at the Brown Mansion with the environment you're in, with everything being original to the home. Then you add in all of these modern and traditional decorations. I mean, I don't know anywhere you can experience that.
Yeah, it's like 130 Christmas trees in there as well, decorated by different people or different organizations in the area. So it absolutely was beautiful in there, and with the lights in there. Oh, man, it was something else this weekend, that is for sure. So, again, we have the final weekend of Christmas on the Plaza coming up. So what can we look forward to coming up this weekend?
Yes, so you can look forward to your final weekend of shopping before Christmas. I mean, today we're looking at 9 days until Christmas morning, which is just crazy. So for a special event on Friday night, we actually have Santa and Mrs. Claus will be in the bank portion of the chamber at the Perkins Building right downtown on the plaza. We have Joyce Wallace is going to be taking pictures of everyone that sits with Santa and Mrs. Claus, so those are going to be free picture opportunities for the community. At the same time, we're also giving away free cupcakes to the first 50 kids that come. So, I mean, who doesn't want a free cupcake? And those are going to be sponsored by KH Designs and Photography. And then, of course, Friday night, our markets open up at 5:30. And, you know, just a quick rundown of all the different types of gifts you can get. I mean, there is literally something for everyone in your family. There's leather goods, own items, jewelry, candles, soaps. We have coffee from Coffeyville Coffee Company. I don't know if I already said lotions. There's all kinds of Christmas decor, which are great for gifts, candies, and baked goods. If you're not going to have time to make all of your items this year, I've already bought a ton of puppy chow, everything that I could find, and I don't know how much of it I'm going to bake myself. And, of course, there's so many beautiful sugar cookies, cake pops, everything you can imagine. There's a lot of jellies and smoked cheeses. Some of the vendors and woodworking items that are just beautiful, some iron items. There's clothes there, and, you know, like I said, there's something for everyone on your list. And you know, I plan on buying even more this weekend. It's hard to get away from it. But other than the markets as well, which we have them set up, you know, in the Coffeyville's Reawakening building, which is 115 West 9th, and then in the old health department building, which is 910 South Walnut. And then Walnut Street Boutique, right there across from the Plaza on Walnut, is open. They have a variety of vendors and just beautiful boutique clothing items, jewelry, and other types of gifts. Isham has been open as well. And, you know, if you get the opportunity to go to Isham, you can also find something for everyone in there. And then Rustic Glow, tanning and gifts, that's right there with the Yoke. They're planning to be open some of the nights. So everything I just mentioned with the shops, that's all Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. Santa will just be Friday night, Santa and Mrs. Claus. Saturday, we have a great lineup of fun. That's going to be our second annual Hispanic Christmas celebration. And right now we have a little over, I think there's about 9 different families, organizations that are going to be serving authentic Mexican and Puerto Rican cuisine. Of course, there's going to be tamales, pozole, flautas, some of their specialty drinks. So those are bound to be great treats. You know, you can come and eat them at the plaza, or you could take it home. That's my plan for a lot of the items, and then eat, enjoy that with family over the holiday week. Saturday night, we also have an extra fundraiser from Sycamore Creek 4-H Club. They're going to be selling DIY cookie decorating kits. And then another fun thing happening that's not on the plaza, but Candy Cane Lane is having their special event the 18th, Saturday night, where they're going to have Santa there. So Friday you can see Santa at the plaza. Saturday, Santa will be down at Candy Cane Lane. And if you haven't driven around to see the entire community, so many beautiful decorations at a lot of the homes. Right now on the Chamber Facebook page, if you go and vote for People's Choice, we have the pictures of everyone that submitted to the lighting contest. But even those that didn't submit, you can drive around town and see so many beautiful lights. So make sure you do that. Make sure you see Candy Cane Lane. And then our final event is Sunday afternoon with our first ever Coffeeville Christmas Bake Off. And it's open to anyone if you're, any age group. And they will be judged based on 18 and younger and 18 and older. The base of the rubric is going to be you're going to be judged on taste, of course, presentation, and then originality. And we have some very special judges for the bake-off, Tim Van Oster, Coach Jay Herkelman, and Becky Campbell from Sunflower Soda Shop. That's actually where the bake-off is going to be hosted at Sunflower. And then you can come and enjoy some of their coffees. We'll have hot chocolate and waffle for sale from the Junior Advisory Council. But judging for the bake-off is at 1 p.m. Sunday afternoon, so you need to bring your items in before 1 p.m. It's a $5 entry fee. Bake anything and as many things as you want. The judges will make their decisions between 1 and 2, and then the public can actually come in and try these samples of Sunflower. And then while that's all happening, the market's open as well. So lots of things happening. I know I just gave you a ton of information, but...
it's a great... Yeah, it's going to be a great final weekend down there for Christmas on the Plaza. And like you said, the last weekend to do shopping before Christmas, since Christmas does fall on a Saturday this year. So, it's getting up to us pretty closer than we actually think it is.
Right. Well, and the one thing I was going to add, too, about the Brown Mansion, even if you go early or stay later after your set tour time, because we are asking for most people to purchase their tickets ahead of time, either online or at the chamber, just so we can help track how many people and, you know, not keep it so full at every tour. But you can also enjoy the outside. The group there from the Historical Society and the Brown Mansion, they've added a lot of extra lights outside, great photo opportunities for you and your family, and they only plan to grow that every year as well.
We got to see the lights after we were done with our tour on Sunday, and they've outdone themselves over there at the Brown Mansion. They've done a fantastic job getting that ready, and like I said, the inside and outside looking absolutely beautiful. So you got to get out there and check it out before time runs out to go see it, because it is absolutely just something to see.
Absolutely. And, you know, the last thing I just wanted to say about Christmas on the Plaza was everything I've said. I mean, this wouldn't be possible without all of our supporters and the different organizations that have helped us promote the event. And it's especially about our vendors. The vendors that we have in the markets, these are all local to the area. This was just giving them an opportunity to sell items during a time where there's not a lot of farmers markets, things like that, just to give them that opportunity to advertise their business and sell items right before Christmas. So it's a great chance to come and support so many of those small businesses. You know, for some people, this is their main moneymaker, and some it's just, you know, a side hobby, but the stuff they have come up with and are selling are just truly beautiful pieces.
Absolutely.
And tasty. Lots of good things.
Absolutely. Lots of great stuff out there. And Shannon, if anybody would like to, anybody has any more questions about Christmas on the Plaza or anything that Coffeyville's Reawakening is doing, how can they get a hold of you guys?
The easiest way is always on Facebook. We respond very quickly there. And, you know, if you don't really do Facebook, but you can get in contact with us through the I Love Coffeyville website. And, you know, there'll be some contact information there that you can call or email one of us and someone will get back to you. And you can also contact the chamber and visit Coffeyville. They have most of the information, and if they don't know the answer, they can get in touch with us.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for coming on today, Shannon. We really do appreciate it. And, again, looking forward to this weekend. And you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks, Kyle.